Hello?
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. First of all, can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, do you think of yourself as male, female, or other thing?
I have different pronouns.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
1994.
Thank you so much for that. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes, and is that Mexican, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or something else?
Cuban.
Okay, thank you so much. And now can you tell me what is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Spanish Latino, or Spanish origin?
Middle Eastern.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all?
I'd say 2.
2, okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you now please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold? If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Solid 5.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Attorney General John Stein.
A 3.
A 3, okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
I'd say a 5.
5, okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, Joe Biden.
A 1.
1, okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
An 8.
8, okay, thank you. Then we have the Republican Party.
I'd say a 7.
7, got it. And the last one is the Democratic Party.
3.
3, okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answers. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party?
I would say probably Republican.
Republican, so Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Okay, and would you say that you will lean or absolutely vote for the Republican?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following statements I'm going to mention to you is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement 1 says, My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
I would say the second option.
The second, and would that be much more or somewhat more closer to your opinion?
I would say somewhat closer.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if the other is perfect? The first one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The next one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the last one is, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I would say the second option.
Okay, thank you so much. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. In general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
Yes.
Positive or negative?
Yes.
Negative. And what about the future of the country?
Probably negative.
Okay. And what about your own future?
I'd say positive.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
It's going to be really hard.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers. The choices are, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, I don't like any of the candidates, I don't know enough about the candidates, it's too difficult for me to vote, I don't have time to vote, because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
I would say 1 in 6.
1 in 6. Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above?
Democrats.
Democrats, okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10. When 10 means that you are very concerned, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and a 0 means you are not concerned at all, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
9.
9, okay, got it. The second one says, creating a surveillance state to minor citizens' everyday lives.
I would say a 5.
5, okay. The next one is, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
9.
9, okay. The next one is, having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
9.
9, got it. The next one is, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government, and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Yes.
From 0 to 10?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, a 5.
A 5, okay, thank you. And the next one says, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
A 7.
A 7, okay, got it. The next one is, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on the nation's political campaigns.
I would say an 8.
8, okay, thank you so much. Then we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
10, okay. Then we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
I'd say an 8.
8, okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today?
Very big.
Okay. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
No, okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. And on a scale from 0 to 10, can you please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you are extremely motivated by this statement, a 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated, and a 0 means you are not at all motivated by this statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one says...
2.
Well, I need to read all the statements because the call is being recorded and my supervisor will hear the call, so I need to read out the whole statement. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. The first one says, we must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has.
Yeah, I'd say 3.
3, okay, thank you. The next one says, politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people.
A 1.
A 1, okay, thank you so much. The next one says, we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard.
2.
2, got it. And the last one says, we need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families every wealthy corporation.
3.
Got it. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of actions that people may take to participate in civil engagement or politics. Can you please tell me which one or two, it means that you can choose up to two, of the following, do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select... Hello?